My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's Moore Success Team Legal Shield Conference call. What a dynamic call we have lined up for you guys tonight. We're going to jump straight into things. Just real quick heads-up reminder, this Wednesday at 10 a.m. Central Time, you should have got an email on that today, but we are going to do a call going over all the details, all that you need to know about our retreat in 2 weeks.
I tell you that.
So you need to make sure you get you and your organization on that call Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. Central Time. We'll be using the same call you dialed in on tonight. And with that, we'll go straight out to 808 Original Millionaire Club. I'm Executive Director, six-figure, $500,000 income earner. But most importantly, he is my papa, and that's Mr. Ken Moore. Papa, are you there?
Can you hear me, Jeremy?
I can now. The background noise is definitely cleared up.
Yep, maybe somebody that can mute themselves out as that's happening. Anyhow, Jeremy, this is going to be a great call. We're going to start right off with the main speaker first. He has a very important engagement. But, you know, Jeremy, this is going to be such an exciting retreat we're going to have that we'll go into it. We will go into it later. We might mention that also Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. I'll be having a private breakfast with the new CEO of the company. Oh, here is a $250,000 ring earner, millionaire club member, platinum jacket earner, always in Power 20 Performance Club. None other than the great Mr. Steve Fleming, who has taken some of his valuable time. He's a great friend of our team. He's a great player on the Legal Shield team. Mr. Steve Fleming, it's an honor to have you on the call, sir.
Well, thanks, Ken, and your family has inspired me since I started this business, you and Randy, and, you know, at the time, I think Jeremy was just getting started, but, you know, you guys, and especially you, Ken, you paved the way. I remember when I got started, actually, I had black hair, and you guys were called legends. Now my hair is gray, and they're starting to call me a legend, so I don't know.
Thank you, Steve.
But, in any event, it's so exciting to, you know, to have an opportunity to, you know, to be on your call, number one. And, you know, I look back in 1998 when I got started and really didn't know what was, which direction this was going to take me, actually. You know, the business was growing at the time. And, you know, I remember, you know, just not knowing. But a lot of the legends like yourself, you know, basically said, look, if you'll build good, solid business, you're going to get paid for a lifetime. And that's really what I was wanting to do at the time. My background at the time, I was working for Jim Rohn, vice president of his company, and flying all over the country and doing this literally part-time. And, you know, I'd heard about residual income, and I heard that Legal Shield paid really true residual income. I went to Mr. Rohn one day, and I said, hey, Jim, what happens if I don't show up to work Monday morning? He kind of laughed, and he said, what do you mean? I said, you know, I'm curious. Are you gonna? What are you gonna pay me for? You know, all the money I've made you the last 7 or 8 years. And he laughed. He said, "Steve, I love you, but I don't love you that much." And so, you know, I'm here today to say that Legal Shield is the best opportunity out here for good long-term residual income. Myself and my team, you know, have created a number of memberships, and that book of business that has been built since 1998 continues to grow. So if you're new and you're just getting started, you know, I hope that you invest all that you have into this venture, because the more that you invest into this venture, the more you're going to reap. You know, a little bit about my background, Ken. Literally grew up on a cotton farm in West Texas, and, you know, sort of saw the handwriting on the wall, got out of that, moved into dirt construction and did that for 8 years. We did pre-site preparation for coal plants, then moved into insurance and real estate, lost it all in the 80s in Vernon, Texas, a little south of Oklahoma, and started all over when I went to work for Mr. Rohn. But I think the thing that life teaches you is this, is when you have a burning desire for something and you put your effort, you know, one day at a time, you know, one contact at a time, one person at a time, you put that big desire that you have, the dream that you have, is the bigger that you dream, the bigger the desire, the bigger the opportunity. And luckily for myself, I was around individuals that taught personal development, you know, taught me to think about my thinking. Teach me a little bit about setting goals, about, you know, being in the field, about working when you don't feel like it, about where miracles come, you know, normally at the end of the day when you don't feel like making a call, or you're in the line at the grocery store late at night picking up something to take home with you for dinner, and you have an opportunity to meet someone. That's when the miracles really happen. And so for myself, I dreamed a big dream. And luckily I had great sponsors that taught me how to do this business. And so I didn't try to recreate anything. I followed the system. And the system basically was to just create great music and just go out and talk to as many people I could each and every day, local, long distance, and in all regards. And, you know, and the business began to explode. Within the second year, we had made 100,000. And, you know, I think in, was it 2002 maybe, we were inducted into the Millionaire Club. And it wasn't by our own efforts. But I do believe it was because I had a big desire. Number one, I had the big desire. Number two, I had a big vision. And my vision was, you know, to help people achieve what I achieved. And so for many of us, I know that for all the leaders and the executive directors on the Moore and the Moore organization, you guys are out, you know, teaching others to do the very same thing. And so for myself, it just really came down to, you know, making my list, following the system, and using the system that existed, not try to recreate anything, and then putting the effort in. You can have the biggest desire in the world. You can have the biggest dreams, but if you don't put that sweat equity in to your business, then you're not going to reap the reward. And that's one thing I learned from Mr. Roan. He basically said, Steve, the more you sow, the more you're going to reap. So the more calls that you make, the more people that you become friends with, the more your warm market continues to grow, the more you make your cold market your warm market, it gives you that opportunity to build and create the future. And I love one of Jim's stories. It's a little story about a guy, and the guy notices this gentleman who lives next door to him, a couple houses down, that he'd had this old rock garden, and that he started to go out and till it and began to get rid of some of the rocks and began to plant some vegetables. And, you know, within a year, it had a huge garden. It was growing. And the gentleman went over to the man that had that rock garden. He said, man, that is an amazing garden. He said, you can thank God for that garden. And the guy that owned the rock garden said, yeah, you should have seen the garden when God had it all to himself. And so I think the moral to that, or the philosophy in that, is that, you know, God is always here to help us. We've got, you know, our Creator is here, you know, to teach us that we have the ability to create with His help. And for myself, had that ability to help five other individuals become, you know, Millionaire Club members just through my vision and my hard work and, you know, just getting out and sharing this membership, showing the opportunity and building for events. And I found that to be very simple, and that's what my sponsor said. If you can share the membership and you can show the opportunity and bill for events, those three things, when practiced day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, you can create amazing success. And, you know, my question to a lot of people that I see today, and I'm living out in here in L.A. in Beverly Hills in a very ritzy area with, you know, a lot of people that are very, very wealthy, making money in a lot of different arenas. And then I basically, you know, you can talk to these individuals and, you know, they're open to making money. Everyone's open to making money. And the one thing that rich people know is how to make money, they know, you know, the philosophy behind it. And that's why our business and our service is so amazing in the economy today, is because we have that opportunity to introduce a product that everyone needs that's affordable. Yet a lot of people don't see that. But the ones that do see it have the opportunity to really utilize something called leverage. And leverage is, you know, like J. Paul Getty said. He said, I'd rather make $1 million by gaining $1 off a million individuals as opposed to $1 million off of one. That's where leverage comes in. And that's why it's so important for us, as if you're just getting started, you may be at the manager level, director level, whatever level that you're at. When you go out and you share that vision with someone else and they see the vision there, and then you can create a plan for that individual, whether it's part-time, full-time, to exercise and utilize the system that exists and getting the information out, then when you can teach others to do that through the art of duplication, the real power of leverage is how many individuals can you bring onto your team. It's one thing to go out and do work all day long. Growing up on a farm, you know, I was always working by myself. When I was in my dirt construction business, I was out, you know, working by myself. Same thing in my insurance agency, doing the very same thing. The beauty of Legal Shield is that when we share this membership with someone else and they catch the vision and we help them through philosophy and through personal development to get out and share the membership, show the opportunity and bill for events, then that creates momentum. The reality is not everyone's going to stick and stay, but it's okay. Jim always said, hey, Steve, a lot of people are going to come and a lot of people are going to go, but there's millions of people out there. Go find someone else. So, you know, a lot of people will come. A lot of people will go. But at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter. What matters is what vision are you following? What belief are you following? What is your desire? And, you know, one of my good friends, Mark Victor Hansen, who wrote all the Chicken Soup for the Soul books, really helped me a number of years ago because for myself, I could never envision making $250,000 a year. It's one thing to talk about it. It's one thing to say, yes, you know, I'm going to be a $250,000 ring earner. I'm going to make $250,000 a year. I could say that all day long. I could even put it in an affirmation. But the reality is I didn't believe it was possible. But once I began to use that affirmation and then I began to stretch my imagination, to begin to enlarge my belief, to then believe that it was possible, once I believed that it was possible, then it happened. It happened through the efforts of lots of other individuals through the power of leverage and duplication. And so that's, you know, that's really the beauty of what we have today is the ability to take a simple product with a very, you know, moderate enrollment fee. I mean, right now, $75. I mean, you know, we're really encouraging our team to go not only through their chicken list, but through every list that they can within the next 14 to 17 days to take advantage of this opportunity. Because a $75 opportunity, it's amazing. Yet, if somebody invested $500,000 in the business, they'd show up every day for work. But a lot of people I think many times they don't have accountability. So it's important that you have someone that you're working with. Accountability helps you to do what you say that you're going to do. So if you have a vision and you share that vision with someone, whether it's a workout partner, it could be Crossline, it could be someone from another organization, it really doesn't matter. But what's important is that when you can build that teamwork, you build a synergy. There's powers in numbers. And so when the belief of two comes together, you know, it says in the Old Testament, it says in ancient script that, you know, that that twofold cord, actually it's a threefold cord, is not easily broken. And so when we have that and we begin to build that philosophy, it works in the world today. The economy is at an all-time, point of change and challenge. They just evacuated the Gaza Strip in Israel. I mean, you know, a lot of people say, oh, there's always been, you know, warfare. There's always been things going on there. But they haven't evacuated the Gaza Strip in quite some time. There's a lot of change going on in the world today, changing with the economy, changing wherever you are. I don't know where you're calling in from. You could be calling in from rural Oklahoma, rural Texas, Tennessee. I'm sure you're calling in from all over the country. But the reality is the opportunity is just as big wherever you are, as long as your vision is big enough to include, you know, all cities, all states, all provinces. And so when you create that vision, whether it's a vision board where you begin to just take pictures of all states and you see that that's your team and your organization growing, and then you go put legwork, in place with that vision, and then you help others do it, it all creates just a synergy and a momentum as that team begins to grow. So if you're new, you're just getting started, you know, a lot of this may be Greek to you, maybe some other language that I'm speaking, but I'm here to tell you, just as I was, you know, shown in 1998 when I came into Legal Shield, that the sky was the limit and how big could I dream. And I had to learn how to dream. I had to learn how to envision. I had to learn how to create. But thanks to the help of the legends like the Moore family and others, and you know, all the other great leaders throughout Legal Shield, and the product that works, delivers each and every day, the money that comes in. You know, Ken, I'm excited to say that my debit balance is paid off. So, you know, I now know what it's like to have that the efforts of the, you know, the work that was put in 18 years ago. And each and every year I have the opportunity to invest one more year to allow that to grow into what the future holds. And I think, you know, much like, you know, a little company called Aflac. Aflac was one of my clients when I worked for Jim Rohn back in 1993. At that time, it was actually a little obscure company in Tennessee. Once they did their branding, like we're doing our branding, once they came up with the duck, today it's literally a household word. And so we have that amazing opportunity in America today, wherever you're calling in from, to build an amazing organization to help protect families all across the country by you dreaming. And if you haven't dreamed in a while, I just encourage you to, you know, dream again. Just imagine. I know everyone on the call has imagined yourself buying a lottery ticket and winning tens of millions of dollars. That's probably not going to happen. It might happen to a few. But the real reality is this. If you can dream a big dream and then you can commit to a long-term vision, be teachable, coachable, then as you learn the principles and the system, then duplicate that, then you can have all that your heart desires if you never quit. So I've got a briefing to do here in L.A., so I'm going to hop off, but thanks so much for letting me share a couple of philosophies that have made a big difference in my life. I feel very grateful that I was introduced to this opportunity. I hope you feel the gratitude. And I hope that you thank the person that brought you into this business today, tonight, soon, just because of the opportunity that's here and the opportunity of a lifetime with Legal Shield. So back to you, Ken. Thanks so much.
Well, Steve, we want to thank you very much. And, you know, we used to have an old saying, you know, the chances of becoming a millionaire in America is you inherit it or win the lottery, and the chances are slim and none, and slim left town. So God bless you, my friend. Thank you for being on the call tonight.
God bless you and everyone on here, and great luck and success.
We'll talk to you in the future.
Okay, thanks, sir. Bye.
Randy?
All right, Mr. Moore. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear. What a great call. What a great inspiration.
Yeah, Steve does a great job. We appreciate him very much, and we usually get to ask a few questions, but tonight we had to let him go ahead and go on to his briefing.
He was very gracious in working us in, even though he had a full schedule. He wouldn't turn us down, and I do appreciate that.
I agree, Mr. Moore. But on this morning's leadership show, Legal Shield actually featured several of our More Success Team associates for being top recruiters in the company for last week. And to tell a little bit about his story and introduce a couple of top recruiters on his team, I want to go to Southern California and to one of the top executive directors on our team, and that's Mr. Brandon Samaniego. Brandon, did you make it on the call?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir, I can hear you. Go right ahead, Brandon.
Well, very good. Thank you very much, Mr. Moore and the entire Moore family. Just appreciate you guys so very much. It's just an honor and privilege to be on the Moore Success Team call tonight. And, yeah, we're just excited, you know, for really what's happening in the world of Legal Shield right now. My quick story is back in 2004, I was one of the individuals that got laid off. Over 20,000 of us were laid off in the mortgage industry. Used to work for AmeriQuest Mortgage. And, you know, like so many of us were taught to go out there and go to school, get the good grades. So we got there, get the good job, and worked for a phenomenal company that paid us well. And it was a phenomenal company that taught us so many incredible things. However, you know, I found myself being laid off as a father, you know, husband. It truly is devastating to come across those situations, and it was really just a power of prayer that, you know, we got introduced to Legal Shield about 7.5 years ago, and, you know, never been in the network marketing space, never been self-employed, just was a corporate guy. However, you know, we saw value in the company, and, you know, of course, everything to do with Legal Shield and the product and the opportunity, and it just blew our mind. We just started getting plugged into the system that was built, the infrastructure, and really started growing our mind and started focusing, you know, and working really harder on ourselves than we did on our business through personal development and just staying coachable, just being a student to the industry and listening to the individuals that have come before us, you know, like the Moore family and my good friend. I'm actually sitting with Millionaire Club member, Mr. Danny Katoa, right now as we speak in the car with us. And, you know, just individuals like him and all of you that have come before us, just, you know, as far as being a student and distracted our distractions. And, you know, Legal Shield has been an absolute blessing for my wife and I and our family. You know, the first few months, actually first handful of months, we really didn't do anything because mentally we weren't there until we attended one of our team events. And next thing you know, we came back, and that's when we were focused and we saw the pictures, really the piece to put together the picture for our family. And fast forward, within about 33 months, the company paid us a six-figure income and got recognized with a six-figure ring. And that was back in 2009. And, you know, the best is yet to come. And, you know, we're just starting. And so really what I wanted to talk about for just a moment and highlight one of our top recruiters, ABNC Global, the other top recruiters will not be with us, are actually in a PBR right now recruiting a ton of individuals, which is absolutely exciting. However, you know, Emily and I and our organization and the marketplace that we're involved in, we really decided just to get back into phase one activity. You know, what got us to executive director, what got us to the six-figure ring and so close to the 250, you know, at one time in our career. And it was really all about phase one activity. Now, what's phase one activity? Well, number one, leaders, you know, the speed of the leaders will always determine the speed of the pack. And so what does that mean? Well, we as leaders, you know, we have to have the big goals. We have to have the big vision. We have to know where we're going. We have to be excited. We have to have urgency. We have to have fear of loss. You know, the team must know that, you know, every one of us, we're going. And, you know, they can go with us or not go with us. We hope they go with us. But we know where we're going, and there's light at the end of the tunnel. And so our goal is really in the last 12 months is to get back into the private business receptions, get back in the living rooms. 90% of our business was in living rooms, doing private business receptions. Number two, conducting more private conference calls. Who can we influence throughout the organization to create more private conference calls, you know, two-on-ones? Who can we take out to the field and field train them, you know, how to, you know, produce and market this membership and, you know, create utilization and retention and recruit and develop, you know, three-way calls, you know, teaching ourselves along with the organization to just get the two out and just get out of the way and have your coaches, you know, answer the question, you know, the business briefing, you know, meetings make money, really focusing on, you know, the meetings. You know, my wife and I have the honor to run a very large, one of the largest action markets in Southern California, the Inland Empire, and our goal is really to focus on what's called the power of one, just teaching the team to every single week just bring one individual. We know that so many folks want to bring more than one. However, if you just focus on the power of one, over a long period of time, you'll exponentially grow the amount of real estate you have in your room. Matter of fact, just within about 2 to 3 months, I mean, you can have, you know, dozens, if not hundreds of individuals by implementing the power of one and really just staying in phase one, you know, activity. I know it was an amazing, just this last week, our marketplace, which consists of a big portion of our team, you know, we had a 391% increase in recruiting. And speaking of that, we have one of the gentlemen on the line that you guys heard this morning. Now, hopefully he shares his quick story. He was a very successful man multiple times in his life. As a matter of fact, just in the last week, he's gone out there and protected and blessed 8 families with our program, our membership, and 3 new partners. And he is just starting. And it's just my honor and privilege to introduce Mr. Dwayne Welch, who's calling in from Rancho Cucamonga, which once again was highlighted as one of the top recruiters in the entire company this last week. So, Mr. Walters, are you with us, sir?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me, Brandon?
Sound wonderful, sir. Congratulations once again, and we'll hand the call back over to you.
Well, thank you, Mr. San Diego. I appreciate you and all your effort and your leadership by example, and it's an honor and a privilege to be on the call with so many successful people and the Moors and so forth. Like I said, the thing that impresses me most about Legal Shield is the leadership and their desire to work with you and help you grow. I came from a construction background, built several hundred houses over the years, and I got into real estate investing, and of course, when we had this last recession or whatever you want to call it, it took a big hit on me, and I began to work in some other areas outside of California, and I found myself doing a lot of rehab work up in the Idaho area. And so I was looking for something that I could fill in the gaps when I wasn't up there, and I had the honor of meeting Mr. San Diego on the phone one day while I was out working in my garage, and it's kind of all been history from there. So I started in mid to late June, and, you know, God's been good to me and has blessed us with you know, 8 new memberships last week and 3 new associates, and we're just pushing forward, and it's just been an awesome time. And, you know, I would just encourage everybody to use the tools. That's what I seem to find the most advantageous to me is let the tools do the selling and just keep presenting to people and showing them. I don't really feel like I'm selling anything. I just feel like I'm showing people a product that's just, you know, unsurpassed. I mean, you know, how can you get this kind of protection for the kind of money that they charge? It's just awesome. But I just encourage everybody that's just starting out like I am. You go through this roller coaster ride when you first start, and just keep pushing forward and break through whatever barriers you have. You know, it's something you just have to keep believing in yourself. Even when you wake up and you don't think you can do it, just keep pushing forward, because you will break through. And when you do, you'll see great success. And so, anyway, I just encourage everybody to keep pushing on and listen to your leadership. And with that said, I'll turn it back to you. And again, thank you so much for the opportunity to share my story. Good night.
Congratulations to you once again, sir. I know you guys are out riding business, a ton of business today. And matter of fact, I know you're one or two memberships away advancing to senior associate, 3x15 promotion in less than a month in the business. And so congratulations to you once again, sir. And ladies and gentlemen, I mean, let's take advantage. You heard the incredible Mr. Steve Fleming talk about the $75 promotion. I mean, think about this, folks. I know Emily and I, you know, 7.5 years ago, we were praying to God for a way to feed our family and, you know, just generate part-time income. I got to a point that I would beg the grocery store to really sweep their toilets and their floors just to make minimum wage, just to feed my family. And it was the power of, once again, a prayer that we got introduced to Legal Shield. We were looking to turn our dream machines back on. We were looking for hope again and prosperity. We were hoping to dream again, and we were hoping to, you know, live the American dream. And as we all know, abundance is our birthright. And so with the $75 promotion, and let's go out there and let's give urgency and fear of loss to every single prospect. You know, we have to put that hat on as a $500 million company that's paying out over $400,000 a day in commissions, and say, you know what, we're about to start a massive business. And, you know, I mean, folks are either going to want to catch on fire with you or they're not. But we need to go out there as a leadership team of the More Success team, and every one of us can go out there and bring on 5 to 10 new business partners. Not what our organization does, but what we do personally. Bring on 5 to 10 new business partners, you know, as leaders with the $75 promotion. And once again, just sell the dream, sell the hope. I mean, this membership is the greatest thing since the slice of bread, and everybody needs to know about what we're doing in Legal Shield. And so we appreciate our Moore family. We have so much respect and love for every single one of you. You know, our good friend and mentor, actually, let me have him say hello. This is Mr. Danny Katoa.
Aloha.
We have Mr. Katoa. We just wanted to say hello to all of you guys. So thank you so very much, Moore family, and we'll hand the call back to you.
Danny, be sure and tell Danny hello for me. He's one of my favorite people. And thank you for your efforts, and thank you for your team. Randy?
All right. Again, thank you, Mr. Watrous and Mr. Samaniego. Mr. Katoa, great to hear from you all the way from the state, great state of Hawaii. But I want to remind everyone that all of our calls are recorded and are available for playback on our moresuccessteam.com website. Also, I want to encourage everyone to listen to the Legal Shield Leadership Show every Monday morning at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Of course, each month, a different Platinum Executive Director hosts the show, and your Legal Shield Upline Platinum Executive Directors, Ken Randy and Jeremy Moore, are actually hosting the calls every week this month. All you need to do is just go to your Legal Shield back office, watch and listen to the shows online. So very, very exciting call tonight, Mr. Moore. We had some great speakers on. I do want to say that Miss Linda Bowden on our team was actually, we featured her on our team call this morning, or the Legal Shield call this morning. And, of course, Mr. Samaniego and his new recruits were also on the call this morning. So we like to feature as many of our associates on our team that we can, since we are hosting the event this month. So you'll be happy to hear that we're going to have several more in the next couple of weeks. So with that, Mr. Moore, I'm going to turn the call back over to you.
Thank you, Randy. And Randy, I'd like to say again, I want to reemphasize what Jeremy said about the 10 o'clock call Wednesday morning Central Time. Be sure and be on that call. Just use our regular number here, but be on that call 10 o'clock Wednesday morning Central Time, Randy. What a great, great, great meeting tonight. I think it is absolutely wonderful. Randy, the retreat's right on top of us. Be on the call. I said it about 10 times because I think it's so very, very important. But, you know, we could talk all night. We wouldn't get all the good things said about Legal Shield. But now's the time. This is a company. This is a place. It's up to you what you want to do. You can get on the train because it's leaving the station, or you stay on the dock, whichever you wish. We want you on the train. We want to help you be successful. We want you to be that 500,000 millionaire club member. And I would like to say this. Keep putting God first, family second, and Legal Shield third. And I'd like to say from the Moore family to your family, we wish you more success. God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.